Now, I will say, this is kind of a long story, but if you really listen to it, it's a really good story. And it's a story of my grandfather, whose name was Jace, and it's called Jace's Legacy. My grandfather, Jace J. Koppel, was born on March 3rd, 1905, in a rural part of northwest Iowa, not far from Sioux City. When he was in the third grade, the schoolhouse burned down. And when they didn't rebuild it, he was sent into the fields to work. By the time he met Madeline, my grandmother, he was still illiterate, and it was she who taught him to read and write. By all accounts, he was a good and kind-hearted man all of his life. He did so many things to help people. So when I say this is a story of Jace's legacy, it's really just a small part of who my grandfather was. Jace was a lot of things. He was a worker. He worked for decades, for years and years, as a night watchman employed by a few of the companies that made up the Sioux City stockyards, including Armour, Cudahy, and Swift. When he retired, he took another job and worked another 20 years. Still a night watchman. He was a people person. He loved to tell jokes and tell stories that made people laugh, and he liked to laugh too. And he was a horse trader. Anybody know what a horse trader is? What do you think a horse trader is? A man who trades horses, that's actually pretty close. But as I grew up, I came to understand that a horse trader was somebody who enjoyed buying, selling, or trading any number of things and not just horses. My grandfather loved to collect things, and he collected everything from railroad lanterns to skeleton keys. He would come by piles of old sheet music, piano sheet music, and he would save it so that when I came to visit, I could go through titles of George and Ira Gershwin, Irving Berlin, and even Paderewski and Liszt, and pick what I wanted so that I could play them on the piano. Jace Koppel was also, like the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, a doer of good deeds. And it's here where this story truly begins. When my grandfather was a young man, there was another young man who lived across the street named Dick Reese. Dick was afflicted with a condition that left him bedridden. That means he was in bed all the time. He couldn't get out. And he was under the constant care of his mother. Hearing the difficulties that Dick's mom endured in caring for her grown son, Jace volunteered on a regular basis to help out. Now remember, Jace was a people person, and Dick really appreciated my grandpa's company. When Dick was in need of a haircut, and his mother could not afford to pay someone to come into their house to cut his hair, Jace traded God knows what for a pair of electric clippers and then showed up at Dick's house. And he cut Dick's hair with his new clippers. Well, word got around that Jace Koppel would come and cut your hair if you could not get to the barber. And he was a nice guy who liked to talk. And soon he was visiting nursing homes and the like to cut people's hair. People liked having him come around to visit because he brought news from the outside world. He could tell a really good and sometimes really funny story. And he would ask them how they were doing, and then he would listen. My grandfather soon realized that the people he visited, folks who couldn't get around, couldn't even get out of bed, didn't have many visitors. Television was their only source of entertainment. And they were lonely. These folks wanted to talk to real people. And so my grandpa Jace decided to organize a talent show to be held at one of the nursing homes where he cut hair. He asked around his neighborhood for people who had a talent they would be willing to share, and he soon found that it was the kids in the neighborhood who showed the most interest. And so he asked his daughter, my mother, when she was a young girl, if any of her friends and classmates had talents to share, and he found some people. Now, these photographs are all from the 1950s and 1960s. They're all in black and white, but these are some of the people that actually performed in his talent shows 50 years ago. He found a baton twirler. singer who played guitar. I like this picture. I like how the boys are singing and laughing. This is in a school, by the way. Look at that room. A one-man band. You all know what a one-man band is? Yeah? So this guy plays all these instruments by himself at the same time, and he sings and plays harmonica. And he's like a one-man band. Yep, exactly. And he was supposed to be really good. The kids really... It is really fun. One-man bands are awesome. He met a pair of boys who liked to tap dance. Look all spiffy. And an Eagle Scout who performed Native American ceremonial dances. And the story goes that this boy also made his own Indian costumes. He also found four girls who played in the high school orchestra who liked to perform quartets. And there they are. Two violins, a viola, and a cello. Teaching moment. Then my grandfather organized rehearsals, and he even made the signs and the programs. This is one of the signs he made for a show. It's hand-lettered. Well, with no, I shouldn't say hand-lettered, but it's hand-set. And he put on then his first talent show, and even my mother sang and danced. The talent show was such a success that the performers were asked to come back again. And then another nursing home heard about the show and asked if it could be held there also. Soon he was organizing shows for nursing homes all over Sioux City and Northeast Iowa, as well as for boys' homes, girls' homes, schools, service clubs, and even fundraisers. And over the next 20 years plus, my grandfather put on hundreds and hundreds of these talent shows using dozens and dozens of people that he met, including a young boy who could really play the electric guitar really well. I think he's 8 in this picture. He was really, really good. He's really young, but he was really good. Also, a woman who liked to play piano and sing. There she goes. A couple of girls who love to perform folk music. They would like it here. A woman who could perform rope tricks like a cowboy. And I saw her. She was really good. And also families who perform together. And here we have 4 sisters. One plays accordion, and they all sang in 4-part harmony. I never heard them, but they were supposed to be really good. And there were lots and lots of people who played accordion. Here's number 3. And number 4. Lots of accordions. Now, when I was a young boy, I got to play too in these shows, if a show happened to be scheduled when my family and I came to visit. And I remember playing the Black Hawk Waltz for one show. This was a piece that I learned from an old piece of sheet music given to me by my grandfather. It was my grandpa's favorite song. Eventually, my grandpa Jace became well known for his many shows that brought delight to so many people in the area. No one involved in the show, including Jace, received any money for their work and dedication. They were all volunteers. Reporters came to interview my grandfather, and articles appeared in newspapers and local magazines. My grandpa even received a few awards for his service to the community, of which he was very proud. But the awards and the stories and photos in the newspaper weren't what he was most proud of. What he was proud of most was creating the opportunity to provide entertainment to lots of people, especially those who couldn't go to the movies or go see a show on their own. And what do all those kids and adults who shared their talents, what do they remember the most? They told my grandfather, and some of them even told me, that they remembered talking to those folks after a talent show who so appreciated the show being brought to them. They remember bringing news from the outside world. They remembered sharing good and funny stories. And they remembered asking those folks how they were doing and then listening. I don't imagine my grandfather gave much thought to the legacy that he left behind, the people whose lives he enriched and made better. He even told me once that he thought himself a simple man. But I would describe him differently. To me, he was simply a good man who would always help his family, his friends, and neighbors without a single thought about himself. Then he stepped outside of that border and found himself willing to help anyone, whether he knew them or not, especially those whose borders only enclosed their homes or even just their beds. Even today, I want to be more like him. And that is the legacy that he left for me. The end.